hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point.
Backstage, you know what? I am the modern day guy that Christ sends into the temple to turn tables over and kick some asses and throw some people out and throw them off. Get out of the community. And by the way, you infiltrators that are here, you're wasting your time. I won't even get into discussing that, but we know some good guys are out there. Some of our agencies, there's good guys that are inside being told to do things that they don't want to do. Just understand, when you're ready to make the move and come this way, we are with you. We will back your play. Anyways, you know, we started Patriot Street Fighter nearly 2 years ago. It was kind of an accident. Most of you know my story. 2014, laid a Harley Davidson into the side of a van at 50 miles an hour, blew my pelvis off my spine, busted my femur in 7 pieces, foot was nearly fully severed, ankle crushed, vertebrae, all kinds of problems, and I cashed out. I knew I was dying. I rectified that in my soul, and when you fade to black, it's the most peaceful thing you'll ever have. But apparently, I got kicked back in the playing field. God's like, not until you clean your language up, you're not coming up here. So I got something else for you to do, buddy. I said, how can we kick an ass? He said, yes, it does. I'm like, great, put me back on the playing field. So anyways, I woke up 11 days later. They butchered me. They put enough metal in my skeleton to build a bicycle. I was paralyzed on my left side. Got 2 big screws going into my pelvis on both sides, right into my spine to hold it in. They plated me in the front. A long plate goes around my hip on the outside of my femur, go way down, 12 screws, holds it in. Bunch of metal, rebuild my ankle. So I had a goal, no matter what they said. I remember 3 weeks later in the trauma center, I was married at the time, and I remember the person bringing up to me the gravity of my situation, injuries, and what our future is going to look like from there. I'm like, wow, perfect timing. I just climbed out of a grave. Excellent. Hence the word ex-wife. So I remember, here's how I addressed it. I said, look, I know how bad this is. And I didn't really. But at that, I didn't know the gravity of the paralysis. I knew I was paralyzed, but there was a lot more bad news coming. But I just said, look, you know me. I said, I'm going to tell you right now, I am not going to allow this to be a liability in my life. I'm going to turn it into an asset. I don't know how yet, but I'm going to turn it into an asset. That was my mindset, my goal. Now, the important thing is, born again Christian, 14, walked away from God in 1999. I'm done, dropped the handle. I'm done living like this. I'm not getting a big whammy. Quantum physics became my new Bible. And the best thing that happened to me outside of epistemology, metaphysics, different religions, philosophies, I was studying, trying to figure out what's the blueprint. Then I had this catastrophic incident. And between this point and the next point, I had a lot of experiences that brought me right back home to God. I had the big whammy hit me one night laying in bed when I had a presence on my shoulder, woke up. I didn't come out of sleep. I just said, is this you? And this wave of light went right through my body. I could feel my hair, my feet, everything. And it just went for like 20 seconds. And I was like, don't wake up. Don't wake up. Just be. I woke up the next day, inner peace for the first time in my life. My love for humanity skyrocketed. Why we fight the war. I accomplished these goals. Walk again, work again, ride again. Get my dream Harley Davidson, living in Dallas now, 2.5 months later. I remember driving around, hey sir, thank you for your service. On the bike, I'd be like, I told you we'd do it. Coming downtown Dallas, going through a major intersection, high speed Texas pickup truck comes through, blows the intersection, hits me all over again, hit and run, I'm flying through the air. 30 feet across 5 lanes, headed for a curve like Superman, thinking, man, I don't think I'm gonna make it out of this one. But I got a pretty positive attitude. I just know when I landed, however I landed, I'm landed on my back and the bike's right here, RPMs are revved up. And I'm like, I was hit hard. I knew I was in bad shape. But I just remember looking down and seeing, I was like, holy shit, I just landed in the only patch of grass in downtown Dallas. Things are looking up. I ended up in a trauma center, Baylor Trauma Center. Morristown saved my life in New Jersey. Baylor, I come rolling in there, and they put the screens up with the full body x-rays, and I just remember these surgeons, I'm begging them to save my leg. They're looking at these screens like this. When they come up, they're like, I'm thinking, oh my God, they're gonna take it all. Take the leg off. So anyways, I told them my story, begging them to keep the leg. I said, I promise, I will make it back. So what they did this time, they opened me up again. They drove a nail now up through the bones. They drove another nail from here clear to the bottom. They had to rebuild my foot. So when I say I have enough metal in me to build a bicycle, I mean it. I go to airports, you know how fun that is. When I walk into an airport, I'm like Red Reddington walking into the FBI. Just go on my knees, hands behind my head. They're coming out. And they fork with me a lot, believe me, they do. I'm just like, let's get this forking thing over with so I can catch my flight. Here's the point. You have no idea the power you have. This isn't about Scott McKay. I wanted to tell this story because I got an understanding of the blueprint of the universe, God's quantum realm. Christ tried to tell all of us. That's why he said, you will do all of these works and even greater works than I. And I always say, is Christ a bullshitter? Absolutely not. How could Christ do the things that he did? He understood this power, this quantum realm. And they killed him for it. Why does God say you are made in the likeness and image of your creator? More bullshit. The problem is we have a hard time buying into it because of this matrix they built on planet Earth to enslave all of us. And I'm going to tell you this right now. These Khazarian mobsters that have been infiltrated every aspect of society, institutions on the planet that have built this matrix to keep you believing other than who you really are, that's coming down. Coming down. What I learned about the child satanic ritual abuse, murder, rape, adrenochrome machine of the elites in Washington, D.C., the Vatican, the royal families, big tech CEOs, Hollywood, when I learned that, that's when it all came full circle for me. I told my dad, I'm launching this war. The tipping point we started early 2020, January. 10 months later, did a live stream, figured out how to turn on a YouTube live stream, went nuclear. Somebody said to me, Scott, with these people you're going after on the tipping point, you better become very well known very fast because they're going to kill you. I didn't know that was going to happen. I said, I don't give a shit what they do. This war started, and I told my dad, tell my four sisters. I said, Pop, I probably won't last more than a year. But you tell my sisters, I got four sisters. I said, if they get me, you just tell my sisters, don't cry for me. My whole life has been built for one reason. I've been in startup companies all my life, and I could never get the big whammy to hit me because my soul was built for combat for we the people. Patriot Street Fighter is a high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, a highly censored combat machine, because these bastards know I'm not going to stop until they're in boxes in the ground. We're in the process of bringing this thing down, and it's going to happen. And I'll tell you why, because of you. This is a we the people operation. Now, I got to tell you one disappointment I have in all of us, and I think Charlie Ward might have said this, I probably heard it from him. He's in the country. Why do we not have millions of people in the streets right now while they steal a president? They murdered a president five blocks from where I live. They slaughtered Kennedy in broad daylight. Now they'll come right in your back door and say, I don't give a shit how you voted. This is who we're putting in, and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, we have to show these people there is something we can do about it. There is nothing more powerful than the full force of the human will backed up by we the people. It is time for all of you to become who you're born to be. You have to prepare for battle. What do you think they're going to do come this election? They're going to do the exact same thing they've always done. They're going to steal the elections. People say it's not going to happen. I don't know what you believe. Doesn't matter. My belief is these elections are going to happen. We know that 2020 plus is safe. That's what our military back channel told us. 2020 plus is safe. They told us that in 2018. What does 2020 plus mean beyond 2020? The question is, if they show us again one more time that they're going to tell you and I don't care what you people think. We call the shots. This is where we lost our way. All of these scumbags that serve in political positions of power are why we are in this nightmare right now. These people in Washington, D.C., state houses in the country, the governors in this nation, look, Governor Abbott in Texas, standing by while millions of illegals are pouring in here. You say, well, he's a Republican. I don't care what he is. They can shut these borders down right now. I just met Tom Homan this past weekend, former ICE director. I was in Mar-a-Lago with a very small group of people with Donald Trump. And Tom Homan, the former ICE director, and Trump did say, he said, Tom Homan's coming back, and I'm going to talk about what I'm going to do pretty soon. I think we're just about there. We're just about there. But the most important thing,
I'm really glad I'm
the most important thing for you in your world, you were not put on this planet to walk on your part of the sidewalk, breathe your share of the oxygen, eat your share of the food. You were put here to do something far greater than what you're doing now. I promise you. We have military veterans that I talk to all the time, thanking me for my service and what I'm doing. Two of them met me at the last function. They brought one backstage, a Korean War veteran, very distinguished man, had his flight jacket on, shook my hand, and he's standing in front of me crying. Thank you for what you're doing. You can't imagine the impact that has on me. And then the next day, after that event was over in PA, another Vietnam-era veteran came over. He is a kind of a real mild man. He came through my security. We were loading a bike or something up on the trailer, and he came over, and I could see him. I put my hand out to shake his hand, and he shook my hand, and he started to cry. I gave him a man hug, and he was probably on my shoulder for 2 minutes and sobbing. Oh. I said, now you understand, sir, why I do what I do. I said, I'm going to keep pounding away every day of my life for what these bastards did to our soldiers. They became highly prized, trained door kickers for these international bankers led by the Khazarian mobsters, the Nazis like the Bush family, all these people that sold us a lot of bullshit. We put them in power. Their days are coming to an end. All I need is you. We the people, to rise to your feet, go after this, to turn this out. It is time that we take our country back, and I assure you, this time, we win. This is my tribute to Master Sergeant Albert Pantaleon Soto, 1945 to 2022. Ceremony for him yesterday. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Pantaleon Soto, for your service. I want to bring out the new generation of Patriot Street Fighter. This is Cruz Ho and his commander. Come on, and he's going to be wrestling fighters in the country. These guys are going to finish the job when I start. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your time. Get in the fight and deliver your victory to humanity. Thank you very much.
Our next speaker.
Well, hello. Welcome to taking a look at Operation Tomahawk. My name is Scott McKay. Many of you know me as Patriot Street Fighter Online. I am the guy that conducts information warfare on the deep state criminal power structure for the last 2 years. We've had remarkable success. Now we are implementing another phase of warfare against these people that have used their power and money to attack humanity in ways we never even think about. This is an economic warfare platform that we are now building. We're doing it through what we call the Patriot Switch. What is that? Here's where it starts. It occurred to me one day, we got these cute little creatures called lemmings that every year they breed by the millions. They migrate to the edge of the cliffs in Antarctica, and then they jump. They start committing mass suicide every year. A couple of them survive. They go back home. They breed by the millions. Same time the next year, they migrate to the cliffs in Antarctica. They jump off, they commit mass suicide. And I'm thinking, what's wrong with this insane little creature? Well, guess what? That's us. How is that? Here's how. We have been spending all of our lives buying products from these companies that poison us slowly from the time we're little babies walking around on floors cleaned with chemicals, putting our hands to our mouths. And we know for a fact, the evidence has shown all these companies, all these chemical companies providing us all these products actually kill us, or carcinogenic or otherwise. So when I learned that there was one company in America, multi-billion dollar, multi-decade company, a Patriot company, all manufactured here in America, that can provide us with non-toxic natural products that don't kill us, I thought, holy Mary, Mother of God, there's our solution. Everything in my kitchen sink cupboard, bathroom sink cupboard, things in the bathroom, shampoos, laundry detergent, all these things that have chemicals that they've proven in laboratories will kill us, they're all gone. Get rid of them. Replace them with all natural, non-toxic products. Here's why. The light went off in my head. Here is the way that we create a chokehold on these big, powerful companies that could produce natural products, but they sell us these poisonous chemicals. Operation Tomahawk, we're cutting off their blood supply. We're choking out their cash flow. Why? Because now we are directing people through Operation Tomahawk to come over, make the switch, shop consumer items, all the things they currently buy from one company, one Patriot company, non-toxic natural products. And in the process, as we come over and make the switch, if you refer those, anybody to come over and make the switch, you're going to get a referral commission every time they buy anything. What a brilliant idea. What's even more brilliant is this. I thought we are going to launch a Patriot Street Fighter consumer network. What does that mean? All of our people, our audience, the people that we talk to, I'm going to show them the same thing. As they come over, as they've already started in waves, I have no way to deal with all this. I have a bunch of people. I said, hey, would you help these people learn how to go register and shop? Yeah, guess what? You got to make money for doing it. What happens when people just want to shop. Others say, I'm going to make the switch and shop. And I'm also going to help you help other people learn how to shop. Great. You're going to make referral commissions. As these waves come in, I'm handing all of us to the rest of the people to help them get started because I can't do it. And in the process, help a lot of people make money just facilitating this shift. We are going to have millions and then tens of millions of people participating in this because they now have a way to get in the fight that we are in to try to take back our power. These companies that do this to us, we're going to choke them out. These big box retailers that they herded us into during the pandemic to kill all these mom and pop stores that all our friends own. Guess what? We don't shop there anymore. We don't need to shop at Amazon because we can also shop online this way. And we're going to fight back. Come and join Operation Tomahawk and do something for your country and your family.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.